Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
It is 2 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. The gym class getting ready to come your way on a Thursday here on KGYM. Coming up, we're going to talk about the legislation that was passed in the Iowa Senate last night. Talk about that, what it means to the state of Iowa. Talk about it with Dave Koken from Las Vegas as well. Jim Nelson from the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier will stop by to talk some UNI spring football as well. We'll give you an update on what happened last night on the lanes. And look at the NFL schedules and more, all coming up on the gym class for a Thursday here at KGYM. And welcome in as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour on the gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour. We're presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They are locally owned and operated. Another pair of Cody Jinks tickets to give away before 4 o'clock today. He'll be at the McGrath Amphitheater coming up on Saturday, June the 1st, for his Lifers tour, the new album called Lifers, and we'll give a pair of tickets away coming up to see Cody Jinks on June the 1st here in just a little bit. Plenty to get to on the program today, including we touched on it yesterday toward the end of the show, Kingston Stadium refurbishing. We can talk about that a little bit more and give you a nice little story about that as well. So we'll do that before 4 o'clock here today. And good afternoon. How are you? A little chilly today.
Good afternoon. Certainly is. April is like that, but we'll take it. And better things ahead for the weekend, it appears.
Yeah, not bad. An Easter weekend, but a weekend to get out on the links, I think, as well. So we have that to look forward to anyway. We start things off with a little bit of sad news. This just reported here by many sources, Chicago, Indianapolis, places that he has worked. But a standard in our industry has passed away. Chet Kopic. Remember the name Chet Kopic, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in television in Chicago, television in Indianapolis. And a lot of people believe he to be the godfather of sports talk radio. So maybe we should be, should just bow down to this guy every day that we all have jobs as we do. But he was, he passed away earlier today, involved in a car accident down in Georgia where he is living. And our condolences going out to his family, certainly. And I don't know who came up with the sports talk radio format. There's talk that it was Chet Kopic in there. Of course, Mike Francesa and people in New York also maintained that they were the folks that got started as well. But certainly Chet Kopic, one of the early pioneers as far as radio sports talk is concerned, and did a great job as far as television is concerned. And like I said, a lot of Midwest stops for Chet, and sorry to see him go today. 319-366-1600, Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is available to you out there. Phone lines available as well at 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Dave Koken in about 10 minutes or so, Mark, but we have a lot of things to talk about with Dave.
Yeah, we do.
On and off the field, because another step was taken last night to legalize sports betting in the state of Iowa, and I don't think it's a matter of if it's coming. I think it's a matter of when it is going to be here in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, Senate File 617 passed yesterday, last night, and now the bill goes on to the House, and I think the bill is going to be taken up fairly quickly, and by fall, if not sooner, you're going to be able to bet on professional and college games in addition to things like DraftKings and other fantasy sites.
FanDuel, DraftKings.
Right.
Things like that will also legalize those. They have not been legal in the state of Iowa still not to this date anyway. But you're right. It's got to go through the House yet. And under the plan, the wagering on professional college sports. Now, we say this for college, and Todd and Kyle and Alex and I were talking about this in the sports office earlier today. It sounds like it's not going to be, as far as college is concerned, you're not going to be able to do bets such as, okay, is X guy going to go for X number of points and things like that. It's going to be just basically over under the line, obviously, as far as a football game is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all going to be handled through the casinos here in the state of Iowa. And they are, I'm trying to find it here in my news story. Of course, as I try to find that, I can't find it. So let's see. It will be managed by the 19 state licensed casinos in the state of Iowa. Gamblers will be able to use a phone app to place their bets. Now, you may have to register at a casino to get everything rolling. And then it'll just be, we assume, like a regular account. When things go well, your account will go up. When things don't go well, your account will go down. Please bet bet safely and within your means. So we'll see how this plays out.
Well, supporters of sports betting have argued that the activity is already taking place illegally. And yes, it has for years.
Which it is for years.
Has for years. So why not regulate it and tax it?
Make some cash off of it.
Not a lot different than marijuana, I don't think. And that that is coming down the pike as well. But it's going to be an interesting landscape. And I used to bet a fair amount in my youth, and sometimes some weeks more than a fair amount. But I haven't for years. And I don't know if this will cause me to lay down a couple bucks on a game or not. I'm not excited about gambling anymore, but I know plenty of people are.
Absolutely.
And they will take advantage of it. We've got a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, on this subject. What are you most excited about as Iowa moves toward legalized sports gambling? Would it be the sports betting itself or the daily fantasy games? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
That's a personal preference. But a lot of people have been wanting the DraftKings and the FanDuels to be legal here in the state of Iowa because, you know, that's the fantasy basis as far, fantasy sports basis as far as the legalized gambling if it comes to the state of Iowa, which it looks like it will. I think just as many people and maybe even younger people are going to be more drawn to that. Like you said, I think us folks a little older in the tooth will just go off the old straight betting. Not saying I'm going to do it. I'm with you. Do I need it? If it's there, great. Might do it a couple times. It's like going to a casino. I don't do it every week, but it's there and I can go a couple times. But I think, you know, the Kyle generation here, and the 20s will be more in line with the FanDuel and things like that, DraftKings, so they can go set a lineup on a daily basis. I don't know. Let's ask Kyle
Let's hear from the younger set.
He's our resident 20-something here. What do you think?
I'm definitely going to do what we're, your traditional betting styles. As far as the FanDuel or DraftKings, maybe it's just because it hasn't been allowed here, but I actually am not super familiar with it. But what I do understand, I don't know if I'm going to flock to that, like you guys are assuming. It does seem very tedious, maybe even a little, like, I put in a lot of work for my fantasy teams, but the daily fantasy, maybe I'm misunderstanding it, but it seems like even a little bit too much work.
Interesting.
We'll see, though. Okay, I got a long way to go, apparently.
Is it a situation where, okay, now it's legal and now it's just not as exciting as it used to be? I don't know how that will play out there. What do you think? 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Let us know your thoughts about that. As interesting that this comes out on the day the NFL schedules are released.
I think from a college standpoint, too, you're going to see coaches like Kirk Ferentz and Campbell over at Iowa State and Farley and many others. They're going to have a session.
Oh, yeah.
One day with their players, which they probably do now. Gambling is illegal up till now, but now the fact that you know, these guys technically could wager on a game. I don't think many will, but it opens up the possibility of some not-so-good things happening. So I think coaches are going to be out in front of this.
Have to be.
And instruct their players as to the consequences if they're caught gambling on games, especially the Pete Rose version.
True.
Gambling on your own team.
Most coaches, most programs, in fact, I would dare say all programs have this sort of a meeting prior to the season, whether it be football, basketball, rowing.
Yeah, I would agree.
Track and field, whatever the case may be. Things you can do, things you cannot do. When you're in doubt, please ask somebody, things like that. I would bank on it that every college program has that, and it's going to be included probably front and center, I would imagine, in a lot of those sessions. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in on the betting. We'd love to hear from you out there and weigh in on the poll question as well at kgymradio.com. 313, Dave Kokin's going to join us here in a little bit. Jim Nelson from the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier going to talk some UNI spring football with us coming up. As well, and tomorrow Dan Shaka is going to join us to talk about the NFL draft, which is 1 week away. A week from tonight, the first round will go off. How many Hawkeyes and Cyclones names will we hear next Thursday night?
It's going to be exciting, I think, for several players, Iowa and Iowa State. On the Hurtian Stocker Jeweler text line, 6179, commenting, I'm afraid it will lose its novelty now, meaning gambling, but I'm excited.
I think he's right, or her. Whatever the case may be out there. Keep them coming as far as the texts are concerned. Mark, you always look forward to this.
What will it mean to, finally, my final comment, what will it mean to the bookies who are conducting technically illegal operations now, but...
They're not going to go away completely.
Yeah.
They're not going to... Still, you know as well as I do, people are going to do... Even though it would be legal in the state of Iowa, there's still going to be people that are going to be...
If you run numbers, give us a call. 366-1600.
We will not use your name. Tell Kyle. Don't give your real name to Kyle if you do call in. You look forward to this each and every year. The NFL schedule is out, Mark. Which teams are you going to see the most as far as the National Football League is concerned in prime time? You have to have one appearance. You can have as many as six appearances. And I told you earlier on today, it's a little bit more balanced this year as far as the National Football League is concerned. And this year, only two teams have the most games that you can be on as far as primetime is concerned.
Well, Dallas is a given, right?
Dallas is a given.
Okay.
Cowboys can go 0-16 and will be on six times. That's a given. The other one is, yes, they deserve it. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Also doesn't hurt that they're in one of the major media markets in America, and that would be your Chicago Bears, including a showdown with my Kansas City Chiefs coming up in December.
It wasn't long ago that the Bears got maybe one or two, and deservedly so.
Right.
Because they were awful.
They were.
Prospects are high in Chicago, and I think the National Football League is recognizing that and hopefully doesn't put a whammy on the Bears.
Yeah, a lot. And there will be a couple of these teams that you know are supposed to do well, and they won't be doing well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of the nature of the beast out there. Now, also.
Nothing really surprised you, Scott, or what?
No, not really. Not really. Teams with five appearances. The New England Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champions. I thought they'd get six. They only got five. The Pittsburgh Steelers, my Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Minnesota Vikings. That did surprise me a little bit that the Vikings got five. The Los Angeles Rams, that does not surprise me. Seattle and Green Bay. Does Green Bay deserve five appearances. I think they 3 or 4, no doubt. 5, we'll see. 4, the Los Angeles Chargers, the New Orleans Saints, I thought they'd get more. And the Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to see a lot of Cleveland Brown football coming up, which I think is pretty cool. They got a really good offense. Teams of 3, the New York Jets, only because they're in New York. Baltimore, Indianapolis, Houston, the New York Giants, and the San Francisco 49ers. Remember, the 49ers were one of those teams that had 5 or 6 last year, and they lost their quarterback, and then they were changed out on Sunday night at least 2 times. Teams with 2, Denver, Oakland, Washington, Detroit, and Atlanta. So that leaves 8 teams with 1 appearance apiece. The Miami Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills, the Cincinnati Bengals, Tennessee. Tennessee is a good football team, but who wants to see the Tennessee Titans?
They were on the cusp of the playoffs last year.
Jacksonville, who knows how they're going to play out. Carolina, Tampa Bay, and Arizona. Those are your teams that got 1.
Tennessee, Jacksonville, and Carolina are pretty decent teams.
Carolina 2 years ago was one of the better teams.
Really capture the nation's interest. Yeah, I get it.
Anything surprise you?
Nothing beyond what you had commented on. I thought New Orleans would get more. By the way, looking at the schedules, the Saints have a really tough September, and so do the Chiefs.
Chiefs, really 3 tough. Of the first 4 on the road.
Yeah.
Including an opening day game at Jacksonville, and then they head off to Oakland, maybe for the last time.
Well, the Saints, I believe my recollection serves me, open on a Monday night and then go to the Rams the next week and then go to Seattle the next week and then come home against somebody tough. So a pretty tough September.
Pretty tough indeed. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we are going to talk to Dave Koch and plenty of things to talk about with Dave, including maybe gambling coming to the state of Iowa. That and more. It is the Gym Class coming your way for a Thursday right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Many mammals and birds include the expansive grassland of Target Field along their migratory path. In April, this ecosystem attracts animal activity from deadly predators such as the Detroit tiger to songbirds like the Toronto blue jay. No stranger to this adversity, the Twins fan comes prepared with several layers of clothing and, of course, a plaid flat cap. On April 27th, the elusive Baltimore Oriole will pay its visit, and the first 10,000 fans will receive a plaid flat cap courtesy of Pepsi.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
321, back with you in the Gym Class here in KGYM for a Thursday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. We take it through the 3 o'clock hour. A couple of texts to get to as far as the gambling legislation as well as the NFL schedules, Mark.
Yes, indeed. Cage and Troy weighing in on the Saints. The first 8 games are brutal, and she's going to be in Chicago on October 20th for the Bears game. Good luck with that, Troy. Joel and Muscatine, my Dolphins always get the short end of the stick. Well, have a better record, Joel. Sam, I'm all for the legalized gambling if it provides good monetary benefit for the state. Perhaps it would be better to have the state lottery commission run it than the casinos.
I guess we'll find out. I really don't know because we haven't had legalized gambling in the state of Iowa as of yet. So I guess they're saying let the experts have it. I don't know. We'll find out. We're going to ask that and more with Dave Koken. Ask him that question. Dave Koken joining us from Las Vegas. And, of course, Dave, you can follow him at his Twitter account, at Dave Koken. SmokingKoken.com is the website. As Dave joins us from the from Las Vegas here, as we talked to him from Cedar Rapids, the Las Vegas of the state of Iowa, it could be, Dave, here in the next couple of years. How you doing?
Very good. And for whoever texted in on the state lottery commission, the lottery commission can't run it. It has the infrastructure. This has to be managed by experts in risk management. This is where there's a guaranteed profit. Okay? So I'm sure they'll latch on with the established sports books who know what they're doing, and it'll work out just great.
Well, we came one step closer last night in the state of Iowa, passed the Iowa Senate. The House awaits, and if it passes the House, looks like by football season, we will be able to place legalized bets here in the state of Iowa. And I'm not surprised. Mark's not surprised, and I know you're not surprised, Dave.
No, I think it'll be within 2 years up to about 30 states, and then the rest will mostly get involved. Utah and Hawaii will likely be the only two states that are the holdouts. I don't think Utah will ever legalize it. And Hawaii is, it's a little tricky, but I'll just call it straight. The illegal gambling industry is really big in Hawaii, and they'll fight it tooth and nail.
Well, states that adopt gambling, what does that do for the illegal, the guy that runs numbers?
It's obviously not going to help them. Mm-hmm. They'll still be in business because they, the illegal books mostly deal on credit, which the legal sports books can't do. So they're still going to have their business, but the recreational bettors will all drop their bookies in favor of doing it legally. And why wouldn't they? I mean, it makes sense. So, and this is mostly what's going to be involved. It's not like the state of Iowa all of a sudden is going to unearth 100,000 people who are betting thousands of dollars per game. It'd still mostly be $10 and $20 bettors, and just having fun betting parlays and making their Sundays more enjoyable, or Saturdays as well if they're into college football. And it's a good thing. Much better to be legal than illegal.
I would agree. And we'll see if it catches on, because I have a feeling it's going to be passing the House and will be legal by the time football comes around as far as the fall.
Yeah. Any congressman or congressperson out there who votes against it, you're basically saying you don't want to be a congressperson anymore because, this would not go over well. The overwhelming majority, it's an overwhelming majority. And when you get, in today, in 2019, when you can get an overwhelming majority on anything, you better pay attention to it. And the overwhelming majority in virtually every state wants this to be legal. So those who fight it politically, I think, are committing political suicide. But that's their right.
Well, Dave, you have you're a big hockey fan. You've seen a lot of hockey. You follow hockey. Have you seen an upset as big as the one that occurred in the first round with Tampa Bay just absolutely laying an egg?
No. No, I think this is, you know, Columbus is a pretty good hockey team. So from that standpoint, you can look at it and say, well, you know, the Blue Jackets have some talent, and they do. But this is a team that won 62 regular season games and were a heavy favorite to win the Eastern Conference and the Stanley Cup. And, by the way, led 3-0 in the first period. You know, what reminds me of is I think it was the 89 Oakland A's. That was the year Kirk Gibson, it was 91 maybe, the year Kirk Gibson hit the home run for the Dodgers of Dennis Eckersley. And the A's were a much better team. I mean, they were heavy favorites in that series. But they got shocked in that first game with the just amazing home run by Kirk Gibson, one of the most famous things that ever happened in baseball. And they never recovered and got swept. And that's the equivalent here. The much better team, I think, got absolutely shocked. They're up 3-0 in game one, get caught, lose the game on home ice, and they never got their act back together. They were mentally beaten after game one.
You're having a pretty good week, Dave. Is it in hockey, baseball, or both?
Both. Well, I lost a play this morning. I bet the Braves. And they just had a no-show. They didn't play well at all. They struck out about 100 times in the game and made a couple errors. And, you know, it's going to happen sometimes. And I was on the wrong side of that game. Diamondbacks get the sweep.
Yeah. This playoff hockey, and you talked about it on your write-up today at Kokin's Corner on Twitter, but seems hockey does this every year. We shouldn't be surprised with all these upsets. Maybe the Tampa Bay one, yes, we're surprised about, but this happens every year in hockey.
Yeah, it does, because it is a parity sport. I think more so than any other, where even the worst teams are actually not that far away in terms of being able to compete with the best teams. And they might not win, but you'll see games that are 3-2 or 4-3. I mean, they're really good battles. Unlike football, where if you take a mismatch, it usually plays out like a mismatch. Or, you know, same thing in basketball, where the bad teams just don't beat the good teams as a rule. So it's a shocker, but by NHL standards, we're used to it. Hockey fans are used to anything can happen once the playoffs begin. And you could have the other number one seed also going out, because they're down 3-1 right now. And I think Calgary is going to lose this series to Colorado, which is a really hot team right now and has too much speed and size for the Flames.
Dave Kokin joining us here for a couple more minutes as we talk with him from Las Vegas here in the Gym Class on KGYM. With the NFL schedules, you got very early week one lines already. Very early, yes. Week one lines. How much attention do you even pay to those?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero. I have no idea what any of the lines are. Don't care. I would never bet an NFL game this early. I want to see training camp. I want to see who gets hurt. I want to see all the new guys that teams pick up fit in. I might get involved with some over and under win projections for the season, as those are going to be coming out. But that one game now, not a chance.
A lot of people going gaga over the Browns because of their acquisitions on offense. Are you one of them?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah?
There's no more excuses. There's no more excuses for the Browns. I think they've got a really good chance to win that division this year. And they're going to be projected as a winning team on the over and under win totals. Cincinnati is, you know, they're just Cincinnati. The Ravens, I think, will probably go backwards this year. And the Steelers have lost some key people and are getting old. I don't think the Steelers are ever going to be horrible, but I don't think they're as good as they've been. I think the Browns have a real good chance to win that division.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I know what you're going to be doing tonight. It's elimination night maybe for your Golden Knights.
Well, not for them. But
no,
for the
but for the Sharks, yeah. They can eliminate the Sharks.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance they will. I think San Jose might be beaten mentally at this point. They don't have anybody who can play goal, which we thought was a problem going into the series. And I think they might have some no-shows in the crowd tonight. I know a lot of Las Vegas people have flown there for the game and were able to get tickets from San Jose season ticket holders who have kind of packed it in at this point. So this might not be as true a road game as you usually see. And the goaltending thing is it's just an enormous mismatch because Fleury is a Hall of Fame goalie who's on top of his game right now, and San Jose has two backups.
Well, if you can figure out the Blues-Jet series for me, let me know, okay?
No idea. Road teams won all four games. It looks like a coin flip tonight, but it should be a terrific game. I mean, if you're going to watch a game tonight, I think that's probably the one to watch. That looks like a game that could be headed to overtime.
I think you might be right on that. Dave, good stuff as always, and we'll talk to you next week right on the eve of the NFL draft, which is always fun. But always enjoy talking with you, and have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Enjoyed the conversation.
Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. Check him out. SmokingKokin.com is the website, at Dave Kokin on Twitter. His Las Vegas Golden Knights have a chance to eliminate the San Jose Sharks coming up this evening. We'll see if they can get it done. Do you have the PGA leaderboard up right now, Mark?
I do indeed.
Let us give us a Zach update before we head to break.
We're playing
here.
Hilton Head Island, the RBC Heritage.
Golf goes on, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiger Woods, how's he doing today? Oh, please, don't be silly, people. He doesn't play tournaments like this anymore. Tiger not in the field. You won't see him for a couple weeks.
Really good field, though, at Hilton Head.
Shane Lowry, your leader right now at -6. Zach Johnson playing virtually his backyard. Lives across the state line in Georgia. Zach, 2-under par through 13 holes inside the top 25 right now. And I got to imagine Zach will be have a pretty good week.
Hope so. Needs to have a good week. Needs to have one. Right now, -2, T23 for Zach. Baseball today, White Sox Twins both lose. Twins lost to the Toronto Blue Jays. White Sox fell to the Detroit Tigers.
Toronto 7-4, Detroit 9-7. The Blue Jays take 3 out of 4 from the Twins.
That was game one of the Tiger-White Sox series. All right, as we go to break, going to give me an opportunity to pick up a couple of tickets, a pair of tickets to see the big show on Saturday, June the 1st at the McGrath Amphitheater. It is the Lifers Tour, Cody Jenks in concert. We're going to give those away right now. 319-366-1600, caller 6, you're going to pick those up. 319-366-1600, caller number 6, you're going to win those tickets to see Cody Jenks at the McGrath Amphitheater on Saturday, June the 1st. We'll come back, we'll let you know who our winner is, and we will talk UNI football with Jim Nelson from the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier after this.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on a new PlayStar playset. Offering a variety of accessories, from swings and slides to climbing walls, you can choose a ready-to-assemble kit or save money with one of PlayStar's build-it-yourself kits. Right now, all PlayStar playsets and accessories are on sale. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day. Stop in and save big money through April 21st during Menards Easter Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Every morning, the McDonald's kitchen is a symphony. A sizzling, toasty McMuffin symphony. Cue the eggs. While other grab-and-go breakfast sandwiches are kind of one note. It's time to wake up breakfast. Wake up your breakfast with a fresh cracked egg on every McMuffin sandwich every day at McDonald's.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com. Pros know better quotes start with lower prices, and lower prices start with the Home Depot. Like competitive bulk price savings on thousands of products every day. Pressure-treated fence pickets starting at $1.68 each when you buy in bulk. Plus, with volume pricing, you can save on any order in the store totaling $1,500 or more. Bulk price savings. Full job quotes. For better bids, better start with the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through April 28th. See store for details.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees. The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers paid for real stories. Credit approval required.
Change the future of your team.
So you ready for the draft? Let's get started.
The NFL Draft. Round one is Thursday, April 25th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
Congratulations to our friend Mike and Marion. He's going to go to the Cody Jenks concert. That'll be on Saturday, June the 1st at the amphitheater, the McGrath Amphitheater along Cedar River here in Cedar Rapids.
Mike's a good bowler.
Yes, he is.
Good to hear from you, Mike.
Yeah. More on bowling coming up in just a little bit. 3:38 here on the program, and Jim Nelson set to join us right now. You can follow him at Nelly, N-E-L-L-E-Y 13 on Twitter for the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. And he, of course, not only does a great job covering UNI football, but he's busy right now. He's got the Blackhawks playing, track season, things getting warmer, etc. And the Reds underway. Right, Jim? We got it all covered there, right?
The Reds are playing. I don't know if they're winning a whole lot right now.
No, but things are looking up in Cincinnati, though. Things are looking up.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Starting to get there anyway, but well, let's start with the UNI Panthers and this Panther football team. First of all, no spring game, which is unusual for Mark Farley, and he was kind of the one of the last of the old school coaches that would kind of do. Sometimes he'd do one versus two. Sometimes he'd do a player draft. Not going to do it this year. Is it going to come back? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised this year. They've just got a ton of injuries. It's amazing. They're down to just about three wide receivers. They just had a rash of small tissue injuries. Not really stuff that's a huge big deal, but it's keeping guys out. They've been practicing with three receivers pretty much for about the last four or five practices. And you got to go slow. You got to be quick because those guys can only run so many routes when you go live, and that's what they'd run into in a spring game. And it's the same situation at offensive line. They're down to about seven healthy offensive linemen. They got like five guys right now sitting out there that are out with injuries, and it's an injury thing for more than anything. I think he wanted to have one, but he just says with the injuries and not having enough bodies, they just won't be able to do a real true spring game, or wouldn't have been able to do a true spring game.
Well, apart from dealing with the injuries, what's been the focus of the spring for Mark Farley?
Well, you know, everybody's excited about who's going to be the quarterback. That's the one. So they've been trying to give. They got three guys that are the top three candidates: Will McElvin, you got Jacob Keller, and you got the freshman who came in early, Nate Martins out of St. Louis. Those three guys have been battling it out to see who's who might get a step up or leg up on the other guy. And I mean, right now, I still think it's an even battle. I think this battle is going to go into August. They're going to add a three-star recruit out of Georgia, Justin Fombe, who's going to come in August. So there's going to be another guy that's going to be in the mix. And Farley says it's going to go right into deep into August. I am guessing, you know, that's been a focal point. Linebacker's been a focal point, finding some linebackers. They graduated three linebackers. They've got some guys that have played and have started there. But I think the most experience they've got there is maybe four or five games of start. So that's another focal point, and they're always really good at linebacker, so I don't think they're really concerned about – I think they have a ton of good candidates there. But those are probably two of the biggest ones, and just being consistent and being able to play with each other and bring out the max in the team. But those are probably the three top things, you know, just trying to install, you know, unity within the team, linebacker, and then the quarterback is the big one.
You talk about the offensive line a little bit, Jim, and it was almost a brand new offensive line last year across the board. Those guys got better as the season progressed, kind of like the football team and the program did last year going to the playoffs. But and now you got some guys back and a little bit more veteran of an offensive line for Mark Farley this year.
It will be. You know, some of those guys are banged up. You know, they got I just wrote a story about Jackson Scott Brown for today's paper. You know, he's going to be making, which is almost unheard of, but knock on wood here, he'll make his 34th consecutive start when you and I opens with Iowa State at left guard. So he's a rock right there. They're going to have Spencer Brown, who's been limited in practice. He opened the year, and he's dealing with, a lingering knee issue that, I think is going to be fine. He'll be at right tackle. Mason Nyson will be at center. He started the last two games at center, so they got some veteran there. Nick Ellis started the first three or four games last year at right guard and then got hurt and missed the rest of the year. So they've got a lot of guys with experience there that can do the job. The left tackle is going to be interesting. I don't know if they're going to switch Spencer over from right tackle to left tackle or not. I mean, he's 6'8", 320 pounds. He's a big man, and he could probably take the job, but I think he was really good at right tackle, so they still have him slotted there. So they're looking at a left tackle, but the other four spots, I think they got candidates they really like at, that's going to be a veteran group.
I know you and I has an early bye week next football season. What does the schedule look like?
Real interesting. I think there's three Big Sky teams on there, if I am correct. Which is a little bit used because it's a rare year where worse than the schedule they get a 12th game. So there's three Big Sky opponents in there. They're playing at Weber State. They have Southern Utah at home, and I think Idaho State's at home. And so three Big Sky, that's a rival conference for them, another one of the top-tier FCS team or conferences. So they've got those. They open with Iowa State. And then, as always, a really super tough Missouri Valley home slate with that conference. And I think they have to go to North Dakota State. And I think they go to South Dakota State. So two tough ones on the road. It's a really intriguing schedule. Weber State was a top, made it to the final eight last year. So that's a tough one on the road. And then, Idaho State and Southern Utah. Idaho State's new to their own. And Southern Utah is a team they've battled with two or three times here in the last three or four seasons.
Well, it's a UNI football team that, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on, Jim, got better and better, got into the playoffs, made a little bit of noise anyway. And you got to think the momentum going from 2018, hopefully we'll get into 2019. Iowa State game, obviously, is going to be tough, but to get to after that, get into Southern Utah, get into the non-conference, and then get off to a good start in the MVC this year is going to be very key.
Very key. You know, one of the things that the thing about we just talked about the schedule is you and I has played, I think, the top-ranked, one of the first or second-ranked schedule in the FCS each of the last two or three seasons, and that's what's got them in the playoffs. So they're going to face an extremely tough thing. And so if they can get there, let's say Iowa State's a loss, but if they can get there, if they can get to 8-3 or 8-4, they're going to be in the playoffs. They might even get a bye. That's what they're looking for. Each of the last 2 years, they just missed out on a bye. You know, they've had a hiccup late that's cost them. But, if they can get it, I think this is another playoff team. They've got a lot of pieces. I'm really intrigued by the quarterbacks. I think all three candidates are really good. I think they're going to, I don't think there's going to be, there'll be a little bit of drop off at the start, but once they get going, I think that I've seen what I've seen in spring ball so far this year. These guys can play some football. They got some running backs. They've got a deep, when they're all healthy, they have a wide receiver core. Then they add Logan Wolf out of Cedar Falls who could play as a freshman at wide receiver next year. A big play guy. So, they've got some explosive players there, and then on the defensive side, they're really veteran in the defensive backfield. And they got a bunch of veteran guys on the defensive line. If they can find that three or four linebackers that they like, I think it's going to be another solid team. And I think it's a team that can win eight games in the regular season next year.
Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, Des Moines, all in the USHL semifinals. Jim, Waterloo gets Sioux Falls. That's a 2-3 matchup. Now these are best of five rather than two out of three, so could make a bit of a difference.
It could be. It's a tough matchup. Waterloo's 2-4 against Sioux Falls this year. But I think three of those losses are by one goal. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Waterloo's been banged up. They're missing one of their top goalies for 6 or 7 weeks there in Jared Moe. It's an interesting, I think they might catch Sioux Falls at the right time, maybe, you know, because they're going to have a quick turnaround. They played a 4-overtime game last night, and they got to play Friday night that first game. So, you got Blackhawks are probably hoping maybe that the Stampede have a little bit of some tired legs when they get into rolling to Waterloo on Friday night, and maybe that first one, Waterloo can get off to a really strong start in this best of five.
Yep, and hoping for a lot of playoff hockey in Eastern Iowa here. That would always be fun.
That would be great. Wouldn't it be nice to have a Waterloo-Cedar Falls-Clark Cup final? Well, that would sell out some arenas, I'm guessing.
Yeah, nice easy jaunt back and forth. I'm all for it. So hopefully, yeah. Hopefully that will play out right there. And well, we'll let you go. And thank you as always. Appreciate it. And look forward to talking with you as we move down the line, get closer to football season.
You bet. Anytime, guys.
All right. Thanks. Jim Nelson joining us from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Talking a little UNI spring football. And I think the Panthers, if they can get through, and it is a really rough non-conference. Iowa State, basically now the FCS teams are playing an FBS team right out of the chute. You kind of throw that one out. But, like you said, Southern Utah in there. Idaho State, which is a new opponent for this team. Not only those folks, but all three of those teams.
Weber State, yeah.
Always a good team out of the Big Sky. And seems like the Big Sky, along with maybe the Southern Conference and the Missouri Valley Football Conference, are the three biggies. But the MVC has been the king of the hill, namely because of our friends to the north.
Well, namely because of North Dakota State.
Exactly.
UNI has not won a conference championship since 2011.
A lot of that to do
the
with
bison
the bison.
Heaven. A lot to do with that, yeah.
And now South Dakota State making noise, and we got a lot of folks in Eastern Iowa here, a lot of preps that are looking at South Dakota State. South Dakota is really getting heavy into the state of Iowa now, especially in Eastern Iowa. A lot of recruits being looked at by the Coyotes out there. So, yeah, it's not only UNI, but a lot of folks in the Missouri Valley Football Conference have their eye on some good talent around here. Take a break, come back, and we will not only tell you what happened on the lanes last night, but a little bit more about Kingston Stadium. We touched on this yesterday. There's going to be a renovation coming up this summer at Kingston. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts, and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM, for Thursday. Dan Shonka joins us tomorrow from Arlat Scouting Service. We'll talk NFL draft with you at that time. We need to let you know about the penultimate night of Bowling Night in America. And our wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl, the home of Bowling Night in America. They're on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Almost, it was a historic night for about half the evening.
We're not going to talk a lot about the Rusty Nails. We won the last game, and We're mired in the standings, so we'll get to more of that next week. But
13th.
2 300s in game one. Joel Donner was down on 19 and 20, I think. And
yeah.
Right next to us, Austin Kluth, also a 300. Austin started with, what was it, 21 straight strikes?
21 straight strikes.
Went to the 10th in the second game. Trying for another 300 and left a 10-pin and missed that. And probably should have, could have had a back-to-back 300s. But Austin with an 822 series, a great one. Donner finished with 778. So great night for those guys.
Not so much for us.
Dirtline Scale, by the way, wrapping up the team championship in the mature Evergreen League.
Congratulations to those guys. Well-deserved. About the third in the last 4 years, I want to say.
Yep.
Or something like that. They've got a stranglehold on the trophies.
Getting old, Jeff.
So they will be, they'll do a victory lap next week on position night and see what happens. Of course, with us dropping to 13th, the only fun part about the bowling season remaining is that we have to bowl the Pin Pals one more time for the jacket on position night next week. And whoever gets it gets the jacket for the summer. Huh? Four months with the jacket. So that'll be coming up next week in the final edition of Bowling Night in America. 353, we mentioned yesterday Kingston Stadium is going to get a makeover. The track will go from 7 lanes to 8 lanes, and also new turf, and also the north concrete area, the old bowl, the old horseshoe of Kingston, which hasn't been used in a long time. It was used a few times over the years, back in the glory days of the 60s when you had sellouts of 15,000 at Kingston Stadium for some games. Yes, you used it then, but it's been fenced off now for the last several years. That's going to be a grassy hillside, so that's going to look a lot better over there.
I think it's great for track because now Kingston can host state qualifying meets, and with the expansion in the Mississippi Valley Conference, we'll be able to host that conference meet. What I don't like is the elimination of the lower walkway, the ground level walkway, which is necessary to insert that eighth lane. Because as you know, Scott, that southwest entrance is used by the majority of the people. And that concession stand is on the ground level. But now everybody has to go up the ramp and walk down.
Right.
Doesn't sound like a huge deal, but I
there are some folks
I don't
that
like
are elderly,
that aspect. Yeah.
And, maybe they got some ideas, hopefully, to work around that, but we don't know.
Here's one other idea I'd like to see in the grassy area, some stone or some kind of material. Big letters, just Kingston.
Yeah.
Kingston in the grassy area.
Maybe they'll come up
know
with that.
Know where you're at.
There you go. New turf, though. It was a 10-year-old rug.
Seemed like yesterday
that somebody was running around on it. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, gentlemen.
A little bit of trivia.
Yeah, and apparently I thought this might be longer lasting than it's going to turn out to be.
Are you going to buy some turf? If they, or at least ask for a small piece of turf.
Might have to sneak out there one of these nights.
Kyle Mann, our producer and sometimes co-host, scored the very first touchdown on what now is going to be the old turf.
That's right.
I was in a sophomore game.
Yep, it was. Yeah, before any varsity people ever touched the field, the sophomore games take place before the varsity, and so it was a very rainy Thursday.
It was
Friday?
A Thursday,
it
I believe.
Very rainy Thursday against Xavier, and I remember. Carter Valentine.
Carter.
Good day for Carter Valentine.
But you scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I got the first touchdown. But then
1 yard plunge or
Carter
90 yard run or what?
I don't even remember what it was. The longer one, the better one was the one at Linmar. The first touchdown at the new stadium at Linmar. That was that would have been 30-40 yards. But that was a JV game.
That's a longer story.
We know the story. You just don't need to put it out there.
I don't need to put it out there. Yeah, so a little bit of history that Kyle was a part of. And that rug served its purpose. And because you remember back in the grass, if we had in the grass field day, if we had a storm go through in week two,
oh, yeah,
it was done for the year.
What a fundraising deal. Cut up 3x3 sections of Kingston Stadium. How many players would love to have that?
Matt Dunbar. Cedar Rapids Community Schools. Are you listening?
You buy one for what, $50, $100?
50, probably about 50. I'll go ahead and take some. Yeah. You know what's interesting is, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, that was a very rainy Thursday. And so the very first day they even used that turf, it got put to the test.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if, does Jefferson still walk down street to Kingston?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We were walking along the curb and we literally had water, you know, halfway up our ankles. So it was a very rainy day, and they got that game played, and they would not have a year sooner.
No, they wouldn't have. Wouldn't have been there. All right, quick break. Come back, and we're going to try to get persuade Todd to come in and join us for the last minute or so of the program before he takes the air with Alex Kuhn on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Back with more after this.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you here at 3:58 Gym Class here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
Happy birthday to you.
Easy there, Marilyn.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Well, thank you very much.
39, right?
39. All right. 365 days until 40.
Trade you.
No thanks.
Well, happy birthday, and I hope you have a good one tonight. You got some big plans.
Chuck E. Cheese, didn't you hear?
I am, you know what? I'm heading home, and once my son gets to bed, I think I'm going to open a nice bottle of something and have a drink and watch some TV.
There you go.
Because that's what old guys do, right?
Well, yep. They go to bed early, and they get up several times during the night, but you're not to that stage yet. But.
Actually, a friend of mine is in town. I may see him at the ballpark tonight for a little bit. So.
Very good. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Happy birthday. You probably
want me to tell you what's coming up on the show.
Well, we
you?
Got like 6 seconds, so
no.
More betting talk.
There you go.
There you go. We'll talk about that on Todd's show coming up. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.